Planting season for winter wheat across South Dakota is underway, and growers are encouraged to employ management techniques to reduce potential pressures from aphids. Numerous aphid species are known to infest fall-planted winter wheat, and most can be carriers of barley yellow dwarf virus, a disease which can drastically reduce yields. SDSU extension entomologist Adam Verenhorst explains aphids inhabit grassy weeds and cereals in late summer before moving to new winter wheat growth in the fall.
It's advised to remove any of those types of plants prior to planting to make sure that there's a chance for those to actually die, so that if there are aphids on those, the aphids are able to move from the dying plant directly onto the new growth of the new wheat.
This green bridge of grassy plants provides a path to new wheat, so eliminating the green bridge prior to planting is a good move. Insecticidal seed treatments can also be effective in reducing aphid pressures, but Verenhorst says the protection is short-lived. Insecticidal seed treatments are best used on early planted wheat, but delaying planting is another tactic which can be useful in managing aphid infestations.
And the combination of all three of those practices of delaying planting, removing any volunteer grasses or cereals from the field, and then also using an insecticide seed treatment would most likely provide the best chance of not having aphid problems in the fall.
Verenhorst states it can be difficult to predict aphid problems prior to planting winter wheat, so utilizing proactive techniques is critical. Learn more on aphid management on the wheat page at igrow.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.